Now, you were not at all like this before you went to Iraq, is that correct?
No, not at all.
What were you like before you went over?
Well, let's just say I was a beer salesman. I was a beer salesman that had a very high volume route. I knew people, I worked with people on a daily basis. And I'm talking about many people. A great number of people that knew me by name. And it's like I would come in and be like the milk commercial you see on TV. You know, I would come in to an establishment, a store, a gas station or something. They'd say, "Hey, Will, how you doing? We had a good week last week. You look like we're going older a little bit this week." You know, stuff like that. And I'm like, "That's great." You know, ask somebody how their wife's doing, or their brother, or their daughter. You know, something like that. And there's times I go into some places and really, the owner, the manager of the place, they got to do a good job for them. They say, "Hey, come on in here, get you something to eat, something to help." You know, just things like that. And, you know, I feel like I'm a part of the community, you know, and you know, not really so much as being respected, but acknowledged and understood, you know. And now it's not like that. It's like I'm not the same person I was.
So you really were a people person by nature and by your job before you went over there.
Oh, yes. I was a people person. You know, I remember being in a gas station. I just come in. I rotated all the product up and filled them up and went out to the truck, printed out, take it, come to stand in line, fix the hand, take it, form the payment for the product. And there's an old man sitting there, and he's little old colored man, and he's trying to count change out to buy some type of medication, like cough syrup or something. And the woman register says, "No, you can buy $1.50 short." And I looked at him, I said, "Well, look at the register, and you know what, give it to him, I'll pay for it." You know, that's the type of person I was. You know, I was always a very kind, considerate person towards other people and their needs, you know. I never had to be asked to work over, you know, you know, what they call overtime, because for me to do my job properly, if it took 6 hours, if it took 8 hours, if it took 12 hours, I did what it took. You know, so, some days, talking about that, it's like talking about somebody totally, some total different person.
And you don't think you'll ever get back to that part of your life anytime soon?
I don't think I could ever be that person again, because I am too reserved now, I guess you could say it, and I don't see the saving people like I used to. It was my ideal to see good in people and understand that, you know, not everybody's got that great of a life, and that, you know, I help people out along the way, you know, and now it's just like, I can't communicate with people anymore, you know.
Oh, man.
You know, it's like when you're talking to somebody and you know it's fixing to go south, you know what I mean? You know,
right.
Things are fixing to get rough, and you're fixing to have words with somebody that you really didn't want to go there, but you know if you had to, he's going to. That's the way it is to talk, for me to talk to people now.
Now, you said you had an ex-wife, so you lost the marriage as part of this?
Yes, I have.
How long, if you don't mind me asking this, if this is too sensitive, I can go on to something else.
Oh, I'm fine with it. I don't have any feelings one way or the other. That's another big mystery to me, and it's almost become a very big obstacle, something that really bothers me, is I can look at my children and tell them I love them and not know it in my gut. You know what it's like to tell somebody you love them and know that you love them?
Yeah.
You tell somebody you love them and not know if you do or not. You just know it's the right thing to say.
How long were you married for?
Before I went to Iraq, I was married for approximately 7.5 years.
And how was, if you don't mind me asking, how was your marriage life before Iraq?
Well, it was a struggle. Every day was a struggle, you know. Don't get the kids to school, get to work on time, get home,
many counseling sessions are you able to access a month?
Well, that's a good one because I have had as many as 4 a month, but here lately, in the last couple of months, I haven't had but one, and that's simply due to the doctor's overwhelming schedule.
Yeah, they're starting to get extremely overwhelmed with the new cases now. There's probably, I think, 20,000 new cases in the last 4 months from what I heard.
Which, you know, brings me to a point is that the president can take us to a war and claim that the oil money from the oil wells there is going to pay for the war, and they want to allocate money to go into Iraq and take care of the civilians. That's great. I mean, that's great if we can do that. But did he ever look far enough ahead to say, okay, war creates all these tragedies, and soldiers coming home from a war are going to need special attention too. We better allocate money now for the soldiers that are going to start trickling in and then start pouring in. And the next thing you know, the ones that are just lined up waiting to get back. You know, there was no foresight for this whatsoever. They're using the same VA system that Vietnam veterans are sitting there waiting years.
Right.
To hear something on their claim. And they're using the same system for, you know, this is 2006. You know, this is supposed to be a new, more advanced military. Well, how can we advance our military when the VA is left back in the 60s? You know? And it's by design, a lot of the things that are happening with the VA, anybody with any type of intelligence can see that it's by design.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of money they're going to have to commit to, you know, the soldiers coming back.
Well, that's just it. The more that they can put out with a personality disorder, the less they have to allocate for it.
Yeah, and I, you know,